WRUF Gainesville, W251CG Gainesville, from the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios. We are ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. This program is paid for by Weeby Marketing.
Red 80!
He's still going! They won't catch him! Touchdown, Gators!
Inside the Huddle is on the air. Former Gators QB Shane Matthews and the Dean of Sports Talk, Steve Russell, and Hall of Famer Steve Spurrier are mic'd up and ready to break the huddle.
You asked for it, you got it.
Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Titan MRI, Silverback Concrete, and QC Kinetics.
The ball's loose on the ground, and the Gators have it.
Now, let's join Shane, Steve, and the HBC right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
For the final time in this college football season, we welcome you to Inside the Huddle. Zach is our producer. We thank him for his work alongside the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, the Gator QB, Shane Matthews. I'm Steve Russell as we bring you end of the year, the Gators not going to a bowl game, obviously, but we'll look ahead to some of the championship games coming up this week, and we'll open the phone lines for you if you want to get a call in, 392-8255, that's the Campus USA phone line. Well, guys, obviously not, you know, the ideal way to end a year, but the work has begun. Two coaches are let go. We'll see if more is in the offing here, but this is the beginning now, guys, of cleaning house, but making changes to hopefully get better next year.
Yeah, it was a disappointing year. I don't know what else to say. I thought we'd have a much better year. I was excited for some of the skill guys we had on offense, but defensively we didn't play well for the most part. Struggled off on the offensive line, and had opportunities to win games, but somehow lost them.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. At this time of year, I look back, what were we talking about in preseason, and where are we now with a whole lot of teams? And I think, Shane, you picked the Gators to win seven or eight.
Yeah,
I was sort of seven at least.
That's what seven,
and we,
yep.
And we easily could have. I mean, the Arkansas game, the Missouri game,
yep.
Last plays of the end. This year, the last game of the season, though, and when it's over, I think you just have to say we didn't play our best, we didn't coach our best, and that's why we got beat. Because I think physically, I mean, we can line up and play with FSU. I mean, we line of scrimmage, we can play with those guys. But we had some, you know, stupid plays here and there, and maybe should have opened it up a little bit more, obviously in hindsight. But it's history now, and regroup. I think Billy Napier will make some changes. And it's already started, I think, letting a few guys go. So we'll see what happens. But he's going to be our coach. The fans need to know that. He's going to be our coach. You don't give a guy a seven-year contract, I think it was, and the amount of money that's owed to him. So give him opportunity, and hopefully it will come like Mike Norvell of FSU came around.
A couple of questions here for you guys from Dean. He says, how do you teach fundamentals? Are fundamentals hard to teach? Because sometimes when he watches mm-hmm. Florida play, he doesn't see fundamental football.
Well, I mean, coach has coached a long time. He can speak on that.
Well, one of my favorite quotes, John Wooden. He said, fundamentals are the most important thing you can coach and teach. Like how to carry the ball, how to tackle with two hands. I mean, all those little things like that. Fundamentals is what coaches have to teach every day.
And then Larry says, if you were Scott Strickland, what advice, counsel, or direction would you give Billy Napier, or any expectation along those lines as well?
Well, I think he knows what the expectations are. I think, you know, I do think he's making changes. I think he needs help on his staff. From an offensive standpoint, because everybody wants to talk about offense, I would make a note to Billy and hand it to him and tell him to put on his chart, we have to throw the ball deep at some point at least 6 to 8 times a game. Mm-hmm. Not to complete them. You're going to get pass interference in today's football. Mm-hmm. If you watch the game Saturday, I don't know if FSU completed a deep ball, but they threw 4 of them. I think they got 3 PIs. You just have to do it. Yep. Those are huge plays in a game.
Mm-hmm. Now, I thought your question was, what advice would you give Scott Strickland?
No, his was, if you were Scott Strickland,
okay.
Well, what advice would you or counsel would you give to coach?
Well, that's the same thing. The only person that gives Scott Strickland advice is the president of the university.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's the president, the AD, and then all the coaches.
Yep.
So that's the answer to that question.
All right. Questions of the week brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet and Cadillac. Okay, I don't have the questions. Here. Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, here they are. Sorry, I got them, Freddie. I just underneath this pile of paper here. Allen and St. Augustine, game plan was designed to control possession and the clock. Was it working until the double reverse failed and changed momentum?
Well, yeah, I mean, they hardly had any plays. You know, I know people are upset with that play. I had no problem with the play call because It was maybe the design of the play, but taking a shot or a trick play, that's a good time to do it because you're up 12-0, you get a good return, you're on the plus territory right there in striking distance. And it backfired.
Well, obviously, touchdowns are better than field goals. We all know that. And I used to tell people we led the nation in touchdown passes for a reason. We threw the ball in the end zone a whole bunch of times, and we hit a whole bunch too. But if you don't throw it in there, it's hard to throw touchdown passes and score. In some games, we weren't very good at it. But most of the time, you can look back, the two SEC championships, we won scoring 28 points. The 93 one against Alabama and the one against Auburn in 2000. We had four chances to score, and we got 28 points. And a lot of times, actually, Auburn had four chances. They kicked two field goals and got one touchdown and an interception that we got. So they got 13. We both had four chances to score. We had 28. They had 13. So that's why you hope it happens.
Daniel said offseason changes have begun. With Coach Spencer and Coach Raymond, are they the right changes? Are more changes coming?
Well, I mean, people called your show about every game complaining about coverage in the secondary, not being able to affect their quarterback. So that's the two positions that he let go.
Go ahead. I don't know what to do.
Everett and Gainesville defense played his best game of the year. Unfortunately, the offense didn't. Which game this year did both sides play well?
I mean, I think our best game of the year was Tennessee.
Had to be Tennessee. Yeah. And our fans were just as loud the other night as the Tennessee game. I gave our fans huge credit for our upset win over Tennessee. And if we'd have pulled this one off the other night, they would have got the credit also. But the fans can't do it all, that's for sure.
But they did show up, no
they
question.
They did show up, yeah.
Brendan in Gainesville, how do the Gators create a winning attitude? Undisciplined play plagued the Gators during their season-ending five-game losing streak.
Well, that's something to ask the guy that coached a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you got to – that's what Alabama does. They expect to win games, and they find ways to do it.
Yeah, that was an amazing how they won that game. I feel sorry for Auburn, but they did not execute that last play very well. In fact, we're going to draw that up here later on today.
Okay. Casey in Gainesville, great to see Shane recognized as an SEC legend on the field. Will you be attending the SEC championship game?
Yes, I will be there.
And we talked yesterday. Nothing like it.
There really isn't. You know, Coach, you may agree or disagree, but I've been to Super Bowls, I've been to Final Fours, I've been to national championship games. To me, the atmosphere at the SEC championship game is way better than any of those.
Yeah, it'll be a full house at the Georgia Dome this Saturday, Alabama, Georgia. That's a hard ticket to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Evan in Gainesville, if Mertz was the quarterback against FSU, do the Gators win?
I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, Graham, I think people didn't really appreciate him knowing where to go with the football, getting rid of it, being accurate. Now, I mean, they play without their quarterback too. So,
yeah. Marvin in Gainesville, Coach, when will you send in your Heisman ballot?
Yeah, I'll wait till after this weekend. And a lot of people think Jalen Daniels is probably the winner unless Washington and Oregon game out there, one of those quarterbacks has an exceptional day, then one of those two could be it.
Let's see. Blaine in Gainesville, great seeing all of our Heismans and legends together in the swamp. Heath in Gainesville, does missing a bowl game help or hurt us in recruiting? It doesn't help, I wouldn't imagine.
Well, it may help from a standpoint of we can really focus and
really
get after it.
Shane, defense held FSU to 224 yards, only 7 yards in the first quarter. What changed Colin Pensacola?
Well, Florida State was playing with their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Well, I think he meant after the first quarter.
Oh, what changed? Well, the quarterback got comfortable. You know, we were blitzing the heck out of them early and getting home. I don't know if we were coming with the same blitzes because they started picking them up, and Rodemaker threw some curl routes. He got the ball in his playmaker's hands, and they have good skill guys. There's no question about that.
Kylie in Gainesville, why did Napier abandon the RPOs that made Brown effective last week?
I don't know if he abandoned them. I think people fail to realize that Missouri had no tape on Max Brown, did not prepare for him, and he was able to run on. Florida State knew what Max was capable of doing, and again, their defensive ends, their front four controlled the entire
their
football
front four
game.
Is really good. Yep.
Well, sometimes, my opinion, always let the backup guy go play. I remember we were at Auburn in that 97 season, and Noah Brandeis was in the game. Jesse Palmer started, and he was really nervous for some reason. So third quarter, I put Noah in, and we called the steamer out, and our coach up top, Carl Franks, he said, "Coach, what are you going to do if he throws that flutter ball he always throws?" And Noah goes back and he zings it in there, about a 22-yard gainer. So I said, "How about that for that damn flutter ball? We're going to let him play. Let him play. But let you guys play."
But I agree with Coach. Confidence. But at least coaches, all his guys were the same guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we throw it every day in practice, so we know if he can make the throws. Yeah. Noah was one of those guys who wanted to play. You know, he could rise to the occasion. In fact, he and Doug were at the game. Because in 97, we beat FSU, the only time we beat a number one team in the nation, in the swamp, in school history. And he said he and Doug were up there watching it and revisiting that game of 97. And that's why those wins like that are so important. You remember them the rest of your life.
You do. Lee in Gainesville, how about Michigan beating Ohio State 3 years in a row and without Harbaugh on the sidelines?
Yeah, both those are good football teams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ryan Day's catching a lot of grief, which is kind of comical.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think he's 40-0 against everybody except Michigan. Hadn't lost a Big Ten game except to Michigan.
Yep, and there's a lot of fans that are on him.
Yeah.
Which is, anyway. Mm-hmm. Anton in Orlando, Coach, this is kind of for you. Mike Elko to Texas A&M. Is he the next Duke head ball coach to make it big in the SEC?
Elko? Time will tell. Time will tell. He's somebody's got to win the SEC, and A&M has got the players supposedly, maybe not the quarterback yet, I don't know. They got the financial stuff to buy players, which is perfectly legal. So we'll see. We'll see. But to win 9 games at Duke last year and could have won, well, he's got 7 right now this year. So that's pretty dang good at Duke.
I wonder if he throws some money at his quarterback at Duke.
Yeah.
Come over. Yep. Easily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pam in Jacksonville. Pearsall ended his career with only a catch, missed the 1,000-yard mark by 35. Should the coaches have helped him hit the 1,000-yard mark?
Well, I don't think you worry about that. I think it would have been nice to get him the football more, but we had trouble. The one catch he made, if we lead him, he may have scored, if you go back and watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Coach, did you ever try to, you know, force feed something like that?
Only when the game was out of reach. Yeah. Danny, we were at Arkansas, and I told Danny, sometime in the course of that year, I'll let you break the record, pass yards in a game. And a guy up top said he needs 6 more yards, so we threw a little swing pass, and then we took him out of the game. So he got the school record.
Charles in Gainesville, Saturday night at the end of a bad season with a backup quarterback in the swamp was louder than Doak ever was. Mm-hmm. Why are they lowering the seating capacity?
Well, I don't know if that's a definite thing that's going to happen. I think there's been talks about it.
I think that's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Well, they're talking about raising prices too, I guess, if you take the seats away. I don't know how many people are for that, but sitting on those no-back chairs is not the most comfortable, that's for sure.
Maryland in Gainesville is – Steve Spurrier Jr. a candidate to coach Duke?
No, he's always a candidate. Yeah, most all assistant coaches would like to be a head coach, and that's his alma mater. He did get an interview a couple of years ago. I hope he gets another one, and yeah, I hope it works out, but only time will tell.
And I think that is all for our questions of the week. Brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, a premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet and Cadillac. Send your questions. We can't anymore because this is the last show. But in the future, next year, you can send your questions in. We will take them. Play of the week, brought to you by Campus USA Credit Union. Put some star power to work in your financial life with Campus USA Credit Union. Play of the week.
Oh, it's the Alabama play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, he had eight Mississippi to throw. But I guarantee you, you could reenact that. He could throw 100 balls, 200 balls, and not get it in that little window of how he dropped it in the back of the end zone.
That was the perfect pass for what they were designed to do. The receiver, I guess, he went sort of inside a little bit. Then he came around and sort of screened off the defensive guy. But their defensive guy never looked back for the ball. He was just sitting there guarding him like a basketball guy. But when you play zone, you got to get your eyes to the ball, and their guy just didn't do it.
You know, ESPN has a cover story on this, and I think it's really cool because we all know what Alabama is with Nick Saban and what the expectation is every single year for that program. But to see where Jalen Milroe started to where he is now is pretty cool. I mean, that's a good college football story because he was benched, and then look what he's done. So it's been pretty nice. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Much more to come. Inside the Huddle, ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed. Fixed up.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave & Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave & Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
Hi again, everybody. It's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly, for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. As a sports broadcaster, I've seen a lot of teams, and I recognize a winning one when I see it. That's what I found with my new friends at Quality Plumbing. From the person who answers the phone, and yes, it's still a live person, to the service manager, to the expert technician that arrives at my door, the Quality Plumbing team is second to none. Take it from me and trust these pros. Quality Plumbing, their name really does say it all.
License number CFC043073.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Carrie himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
From athlete activism
to athletic achievements, we have you covered. Your home for every important sports story. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier. Right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. And anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete knows you only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards. And that's why they're the number one choice. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, our final show of the college football season. Hard to believe. It just seems like we just started doing this thing. So if you want a question for the guys here, you can call us up. Campus USA phone line 392-8255. Team of the Week brought to you by Dave and Buster's, where everyone's a winner. Dave and Buster's eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
I'm going to go with Alabama, just finding a way to win on a miracle play. That's just what they do.
I tell you what, I got to give Georgia Bulldogs credit. They've gone 12-0 three straight years. I mean, even though their schedule, they don't have Alabama during the year, didn't have LSU, but they still played enough good teams, I guess, to give them credit for going 36-0. Kirby Smart does do a super job, no question about that. And I'm looking forward to watching the game this Saturday.
Oklahoma State, right? I mean, Mike Gundy, you know, whatever he is or isn't, they were down.
Big
against BYU, came back and won and got to the conference championship game. So a little love for Okie State. Coach of the Week brought to you by Ruse Ogra State Farm Insurance. State Farm agent Ruse Ogra is your go-to agent in Gainesville and North Central Florida for the service you deserve at the price you want. Coach of the Week, Shane.
I'm going to go with Jed Fish again.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, it's really remarkable what they've done at Arizona.
Arizona and Missouri are the two schools that were nowhere in preseason. And Arizona's now 15, and Missouri's all the way up to number 9. So the coaches that took their team the farthest from what the preseason was, it was Eli and Jed out there. So I'll give both of those a little Coach of the Year awards right now.
How about Michigan's interim coach that sat in for Harbaugh and continued to win? And he now, because of what he's done, has become sort of a hot coaching candidate. But I would imagine that's not easy to do. I mean, you do know the system, but you're in charge of everything, and they went out and beat their biggest rival with him. So he gets the vote. I think that's pretty good. Speaking of that, guys, let me ask something here. Jim Harbaugh is a very polarizing guy. His players really seem to love him. He seems to get along with his coaches. I know you played with him, you know, back in the day with Chicago. Do you think he stays at Michigan?
Probably not. I think he's going to ride off into the sunset, probably go back to the NFL.
Well, you know, he tried to go to the NFL last year.
Right.
He visited Minnesota, and they told him they weren't going to hire him, so he went back to Michigan.
Yeah.
So I hope if he goes to the NFL, I hope he's got a job instead of going back and forth this year.
Yeah, because, look, let's face it. He's a terrific college coach, but I think he's sick and tired of NCAA and don't tell me what to do, and especially if they win the championship.
Yeah, but I mean, I would think the Bears probably make a move at coach, and he played there. I think the McCaskey family, there's still a million of them running that organization. I think they really like Jim, so I could see that being a good fit.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back. Got a call you want to get in to the guys here? Do so. Our final Inside the Huddle of the year, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit SilverbackConcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-thru and carry-out options, or dine in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-thru open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A, eat more chicken.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
From athlete activism to athletic achievements, we have you covered. Your home for every important sports story. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
Titan MRI, you'll visit the only locally owned and operated MRI imaging center in town. Call them up, start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you've got joint pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. Call today, QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Again, our final installment of the year. So if you have a question you want to get to the guys here, Campus USA phone line, 392-8255. Top four teams, I'm going to talk a little bit about this, brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A on both sides of Archer Road. Enjoy juicy chicken, waffle fries, and more. Eat more chicken at Chick-fil-A. Okay, top four, Shane.
I'm going to go Georgia, Michigan, Washington, and Florida State right now.
Yeah, that's what USA Today, Coaches Poll, and all of them have. And I'd do the same thing. If Oregon beats Washington, obviously they're going to jump in there. And Florida State, they got to beat Louisville. And I think they stay in there. Now, if Alabama beats Georgia, I don't know what's going to happen after that. So we'll wait and see. But if some of those teams go undefeated, I don't see how. Although Alabama, if they were playing them, like Nick Saban said, we'd probably be favored, and they would. But still, with a one loss and those guys undefeated, I think the undefeateds would stay in.
I am in a big-time minority because I'm going to miss four teams. Simply because some years there's been no mystique at all about it. But look at this year. Look at all the possibilities that could happen depending on who beats who here, right? Alabama wins, and Washington wins it, then who's in? What happens to Texas? There's a lot of intrigue. And I'm not saying there isn't that with 12, But it isn't the number 13. It isn't quite the same. I'm going to miss four that way, but there should be more teams involved in this. Mm-hmm. So, okay, time for your Chalk Talk, Coach, brought to you by Meldon Law. With over 50 years of experience, the only injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, Meldon Law won't back down. Don't forget, you can watch the Chalk Talk on our ESPN WRUF Facebook.
Okay. All right, slide over a little bit.
Yep, I'm going.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Hail Mary defense that I started using the last part of my coaching career. Alabama had 4th and 31. Let's put, here's the goal line up here. There's the goal line, here's the goal post. All right, so there's 10, 20, 31 yard line. Okay, 31 yard line. They got to throw it in the end zone here. They got to throw it in the end zone to win the game last second. Okay, here's what we started to do on Hail Mary plays. Usually they send five guys out. They're all running down somewhere in the end zone and hoping for a Hail Mary. What happened the other day, now, what Auburn decided to do is just put three up here. They put three up here, and that guy didn't even rush. So they're rushing two guys, so he can stand back here all day. So all their guys went down there and ran around against each other. Some guy snuck over here in the corner, and the guy made a beautiful throw after he was back there, what, 8 seconds? 8 to 10?
Eight Mississippi, I think, Coach.
So here's what we started doing. And we did it Hail Mary plays, and when we played Michigan in the Outback Bowl, they had it with about 5 seconds left. We'd rush five guys. I was talking to Bobby Stoops about it, and he said, you rush five. If this guy doesn't have time to throw it in the end zone, you got no problems. But if that ball gets sailing down in here somewhere, the other team has a chance. So why let him take 7 or 8 seconds to throw the ball? So what teams should have done, put five guys across the board here, and then have one right in here somewhere that, in case they try to throw something in the lateral. But these guys, they're covering their ground. These guys, these five rushers, now get your best five rushers, and they're all one-on-one. And if you want to stunt and loop and do something, and keep him in the pocket. Keep him in the pocket. Don't give him time to hang around, and throw it down in there. So if you rush five against five rushers and he's still got 8 seconds, you got some problems there. But if he never throws it down there, you got a chance. Now, that's what Bobby Stoops says he teaches now. And hopefully, I bet Auburn teaches that from now on, but I'm not sure. But those Hail Mary, it's possible to hit them.
Coach, why do you think, like the five rushers, a lot of teams keep in like big guys. Why not put in like all linebackers?
Yeah,
because if they ain't going to run the ball on you.
Right. I put a quick outside linebacker type. Yeah. Juke around in there.
You ever seen a Hail Mary return for a touchdown, Coach?
Hail Mary return for a touchdown. I don't think so.
Steve's team, the Jets, it happened to them this weekend.
Oh, did it really?
They threw a Hail Mary and the Dolphins ran it back for a touchdown.
I know. Again, but, anything that could happen that way.
One time I asked Mike Krzyzewski, he was coaching basketball at Duke, and I was coaching football. And I said, if you were a defensive coach against a good passing team, would you play man-to-man zone or what? Well, he said, well, first thing I would try to do is get somebody in the face of the quarterback. You got to have pressure on the quarterback. You know, knock it down, hit him while he's throwing, stuff like that. If he's back there all day by himself, he's got a chance to hit somebody. So pressure on the quarterback is how you stop good passing teams. We all know that, I think.
Okay, let's go to our Campus USA phone line. Rick, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. 3 points, and I'd just like to say I wish they would get rid of a coach and listen to you, Coach Spurrier. You get nail it, and man, we could do so much in 1 week if they'd just listen to you. A couple other things. I was the guy that called on your show the other night, Steve Russell, where I said we need to change the way we write a coach's contract, especially right now, exactly what's coming, what I figured and everybody figured. Coaching changes are coming. We need to load the front end to get these coaches to move, especially with Napier somewhat being in a lame duck status. We got to put the money on the front end and put incentives on the backside of that first year, but give them the incentive to move under any circumstance. Money or pain will motivate anybody. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Then I got a couple other quick points.
Mm-hmm. Guys?
I mean, I asked the head coach.
Ask me about my buyout.
Yeah, I just was going to say, what was yours?
My buyout was hit the road. If I'd had a losing record the first 2 years here in Florida, those Gator fans, so I told you that guy'd be out playing golf all the time. He's no football coach. I don't know. I guess I had a four-year contract. I guess maybe I would have got a couple hundred thousand a year. I don't know. But it never was even brought up about buyouts. I was just happy to have an opportunity to coach here and coach the team that I inherited and so forth. But that's not the way we do it. That's not the way we do it in college sports now. And it's not, it's not Billy Napier. It's all of them. It's Matt Rhule at Nebraska, Heupel, Shane Beamer. They all got guaranteed deals. If they go 0-11, they're still going to get same amount of money as if they went, 10-2 or something. They got the same amount coming all over the place. So that's just the way it is now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need
doesn't make sense, does it? It doesn't make sense. So there's not really there's no financial pressure on any coach that's got a long-term guaranteed contract.
Well, that's why I said we need to change the thinking, if it's possible, to really load the front end. I mean the first year. Forget the buyout, so to speak, and put incentives in for the second, third year. That's my thinking. I mean big bucks on that front end.
All right, let me stop you there and ask this question. If you front-load the contract, right, and the coach in his first 2 years goes, 9-2 and 10-2. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, that's probably going to merit something because he's had a good year. So then if you're going to front load the contract, then what do?
You make sure that you incentivize the back yearly. You don't have to spell it out, the details. I don't have all the details worked out.
Well, but you're the one making the proposal here.
Well, he says you should get paid on what your record is and what you accomplished, which is what should be.
But
just not how we do it nowadays.
Right.
But, again, the big bucks come on the front side. I want to come back to something that haunted us in this thing with the young quarterback coming in. I've been saying it for a year and a half. Why don't we get these quarterbacks in earlier to give them some experience before they get thrown into the heat of the fire? Mm-hmm. And it happened again, and I'm just saying it hasn't happened. These quarterbacks are not getting worked in situations where they could be worked, and I think it's been costly to us, even though this year it probably wouldn't have mattered. But what do you think about getting these quarterbacks? And I'm saying for meaningful snaps. I've used this term over and over, meaningful snaps, meaning not a handoff in the fourth quarter when you're doing mop-up.
I think you have to depend on – it has to depend on how you feel about your backup quarterback, putting him in a game if the game is close. You know, the Gators haven't blown people out recently to get guys in. Even if the game is out of control, you can still let him run your offense, not just hand off, let him throw the football. That's a tough situation because we haven't really had an opportunity to put anybody in.
But let me ask this question. If you're leading, if it's, 14-10, and you want to get your quarterback meaningful snaps and that second guy goes in and throws a pick and fumbles – and the other team scores and gets momentum, and you lose the game, are you going to be okay with that?
That's not what he said. If you've got a 2 or 3 touchdown lead,
that's
not what he said.
I don't think so.
Oh,
because you're saying at any point in the game, right?
I'm saying that it doesn't. No, I'm saying put him in the second quarter of the ball game. Typically, would be a good area because what's happening now? By the time four quarters play, we're going to figure out another way if you're Florida to pee away the ball game. So that's immaterial. Put him in the second quarter. He might do what Max Brown still has the potential to do. He might be the next Tebow. Mm. We don't even have a clue yet, even after this game, because he was in the cooker in that ball game.
Coach?
Well, I see what he's talking about, but most people don't do that. You have your starter, and he should be your best player. Now, if he's struggling, next guy goes in. Yeah. The last SEC we won here in 2000, Jesse Palmer played in 4 wins and Rex Grossman played in the other 4. So one of them would go bad a little bit, the other one would go in. So that's how I did it. But just to put one in to get him a little playing time. We did that in practice. You know, we scrimmaged every Monday night. So that backup guy, he got to go out there, and guys were rushing, and we played tackle back then on Monday night. And nobody do that nowadays. But, you know, that's Doering. Doering, that's where he learned how to play Monday night football on the practice field. So that's where we did it, not necessarily the game for the backup guys, unless he's a proven guy, and he can play better than the guy that's in there.
All right, Rick, I got to take some calls. Yep. Thank you for yours. Right. I mean, just to put a guy in a game.
No, I went through that in the pros, and it was a debacle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coach, how many times did Coach put a guy in when somebody was struggling? That's okay. Mm-hmm. But to just stick a guy in a game, you know, anyway. Andrew, hello. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Last year at the Tennessee game, Napier went 4-on-4 like a bunch of times. And then even like the Georgia game this year, Napier, he was real like, you know, go 4-on-4 to keep the defense kind of off the field. But then the last two games, it's almost like he's like relying on the defense. Like he kind of changed his philosophy a little bit. Like
okay, what's your question here, though, Andrew?
He's wanting to know.
If your defense isn't good, don't you do something to kind of help them, like keep them off the field? You keep your offense. Like, how come all of a sudden, like the last couple weeks, it seems like he's almost relying on the defense? I mean, I know they're not very good, but why not take some chances to keep them off the field?
Well, they did that against Georgia. Remember the 4th-and-1 on about the 38? And and at the time, I said, hey, I think we should go for it because if we're going to win the game, we're not going to just keep punting to Georgia and say, hey, defense, go stop them. Right. Our defense could not stop Georgia that often. So to win the game, you had to go for some force. That's what I thought. The play didn't work. It was one of those he snapped back to ETN and I was going to throw it and all that. But, to win the game sometimes. But I think the other night he must have thought, hey, our defense is going to really stymie FSU the whole night. And, heck, we almost did. But then it didn't work out.
Okay, Andrew, appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. We'll take a break, come back. Mm-hmm. Some big games coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break and come back. Mm-hmm. ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed. Next up.
Spurrier's Gridiron Grill is a special type of place for fans of the Gators and great food, which is why we've made every day special. Join us on Martini Tuesdays for half-off handcrafted martinis and Wine Wednesdays, where you can enjoy a bottle of wine for 50% off. And don't forget the incredible Spurrier's Gridiron Grill brunch buffet and bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys every Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. That's right, a brunch buffet every Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, the hottest restaurant in Florida in the heart of Gator Nation.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave and Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave and Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave and Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-through and carry-out options, or dine in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-through open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
Follow ESPN Gainesville on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Stay up to date with the latest information, interviews, stories, contests, and events. We are 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier. Right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world. WRUF Radio App.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that build commercial structures with unrivaled quality.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. We'll get the call on the Campus USA phone line. Brian's got to be quick. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Just one thing. Hey, Coach, you know how they have all the ex-coaches for the offense, for the defensive analysts at Georgia?
Yeah, they got a few, yeah. Not as many as us, I don't think, though.
So I'm going to challenge you. Why don't you one-up them and become an offensive analyst for Florida?
Well, first of all, nobody's asked me to help out with football, so I'll keep being ambassador, okay?
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, Brian. Thank you. All right. It is now time for games to pick here.
How about the misery index?
Well, we're going to do that second. Okay. We're going to pick games first. Coach. Games to look for, brought to you by Quality Plumbing. Because we want to start with the good. And you need a quality plumber? Rely on the same company Gainesville's trusted for over 30 years. Quality Plumbing, their name says it all. Friday, Oregon, Washington.
It's going to be a good one. I'm going to go with the Washington Huskies to beat them. They beat them once. I know it was close, but I'm going to go with them anyway.
I'm going with Oregon.
Me too. Penix is struggling a little bit lately here. Saturday, Oklahoma State, Texas.
Texas needs to be careful here, but I'll go. I think they'll squeak by.
Yeah, I think Texas. It's in Arlington.
Arlington.
It's
yep.
in Texas. Yep. I'll go with them, yeah.
Dangerous team, Oklahoma State, right? And they could really derail Texas.
Right.
But Texas squeaks by. All right. SMU, Tulane in the American.
That's a big good one.
Yeah,
I haven't watched either one of them play all year, but I'll go with Michael Pratt and the Green Wave.
Yeah, I'm going with Tulane and Willie Fritz, the head coach, to win the game. We're both picking Tulane. Yeah.
Yeah, Willie Fritz has had two nice years in a row.
He's an excellent coach. Yeah. I thought he might get one of these Power Five jobs, and he may still.
Louisville, Florida State.
I'm going upset. I'm going with Jeff Brohm and the Cardinals to dial up some ball plays.
And where's that game being played?
Charlotte.
It's in Charlotte.
Yep.
Charlotte, yeah. I say FSU squeaks by.
Okay. Sometimes you're one of those teams of destiny. You know, everything kind of falls right. I kind of get the same feeling, Coach.
FSU.
Yep. Michigan and Iowa.
I mean, I don't know how Iowa's going to score. I like Michigan in this game, but wouldn't it be something if Iowa won?
I think it'd be a low-scoring one. And you have to pick Michigan, of course. But, heck, they've won 10 games, Iowa. You know, 13-10, 14-10, something like that.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just mentioned this to Shane, Coach. I wonder in Iowa if the fan base is complaining about their anemic offense when they're 10-2 and going to a conference championship game. I wonder on shows like this if fans are calling because, you know, Ferentz's kid isn't going to be there anymore. But, heck, 10 wins. They're playing for a Big Ten championship. Georgia, Alabama.
Boy, it's going to be a good one. I think Georgia's going to squeak by. But this, to me, mm-hmm. these two teams are as good as anybody in America. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these two teams have won 12 and 11, 23 in a row together. Somebody's got to lose. I just think Georgia has a knack of not getting overconfident and getting ready to play their best. So I'll go with the Bulldogs.
Sometimes, again, when you're a team and you squeak by and you squeak by and you squeak by, and Alabama has done that, they might be able to do it again. But somebody's got to beat Georgia first. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can, and I think they can, but till somebody does it, I ain't picking against Georgia. And then remember what New Mexico State did, right, to mm-hmm. Auburn? Mm-hmm. They're playing Liberty in the Conference USA championship game.
Liberty still undefeated?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with an upset here. I'm calling a bunch of upsets, mm-hmm. so I'm going with the Aggies.
Okay.
I'll go with Liberty.
Yeah, me too. But that should be a kind of entertaining mm-hmm. game. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I like the fact that those games get some play because, you know, we don't get to see Tulane much. We don't get to see teams like that. But sometimes those are very entertaining games to watch. All right, we're going to do, instead of Spurrier Stories, Coach, we're going to do the Misery Index brought to you by Auto ER. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER, the hospital for your car, now the official partner of the Florida Gators. Go, Coach.
Dan Wolkin of the USA Today newspaper, always interested what he writes on Tuesday. And he has his Misery Index and four schools that are in it. Obviously, we're in it. We're in it. Losing the last five games to not be bowl eligible. And Nebraska lost their last four in a row to not be bowl eligible. So in 1990 through 99, the winningest program in America was Nebraska. And now they hadn't been to a bowl game in about 8 years.
Yep.
That's where they've gone since they joined that Big Ten.
Yep.
So watch what you do. President's about jumping conferences. But anyway, Oregon State. Oregon State got kicked out of their conference. Nobody picked them up yet. And then they lost their rival game to Oregon, 31-7. And then their coach bolted for Michigan State the other day. So they've lost everything at Oregon State. Feel sorry for those guys. And they had an excellent year, so forth. Of course, Auburn, a lot of misery there. That last play of the game is unbelievable. So those are the four schools. Our president, Ben Sasse, he's got Nebraska and Florida in his background. So hopefully he's going to get those football programs up to par here next year.
And isn't it funny what a difference a year makes? Look at the team that Florida lost to in the bowl game last year. Oregon State.
Right?
They were high. The bowl game win, quarterback, mm-hmm. and just like that, it changes.
And remember when Nebraska and Oklahoma were the two best in the Big Eight? Can you remember that far back?
Yes.
Let me tell you what happened this past week. Oklahoma scored 69. And Nebraska scored 10. That's where those two programs differ now.
Yes. We'll take a break. We'll wrap it up. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit SilverbackConcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Kerry himself, and I gave him a call and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Hey Gainesville, it's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly here for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. They've been serving the Gator Nation for nearly four decades. Their team of professionals treat every call with the precision and detail of a postseason play with a championship on the line. And when it comes to a plumbing project or emergency, that's exactly the effort I want, and you should too. No job is too big or too small, and every call matters. Take it from me, the voice of the Gators, Quality Plumbing. Their name says it all.
License number CFC043073.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Coming up at 4, it's the Tailgate with Jeff Cardozo and Pat Dooley, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and on your phone with the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Titan MRI, no insurance is no problem, and Titan MRI has the same-day scheduling available. Call them up and start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com. And let me say this, Steve, it's our last show. Every time that alma mater comes on, I get a little shaky. University of Florida, what it's meant to me. I wanted to say that.
Glad you did, Coach.
Glad you have joint or muscle pain, you don't need surgery, drugs, or downtime. Schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550.
I think that says it all, doesn't it? I don't know what else to say.
Oh, Thanksgiving Day, you know, you look back on your life, what had happened if I hadn't come down here. So I thank Coach Graves for getting me down here, and Jerry Starr Spurrier was down here. So I got a lot to owe to University of Florida.
That's cool. All right. In our last time here, the transfer portal opens officially December 4th. The recruiting class hopefully will stay together. A lot of work to be done. This is going to be a tumultuous, I don't know what other word to use, offseason, because things have got to change.
Yeah, things have got to change for us, no question about it. But it's going to be the wild, wild west, the wild, wild east, you name it. It's going to be nuts starting Monday.
That's right. You know, the transfer portal, guys leaving and going. I saw with Mississippi State quarterback Will Rogers is leaving. Mm-hmm. He wants to go somewhere else his last year.
Yep. And that happens now. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if you think you want to play for something bigger. I did my time here. I'm going to go. And then the last thing here, when it comes to getting better, talent is that. But I see guys where they just need a talent upgrade almost every place on this team. Am I wrong in that?
Yeah, I mean, as Coach always says, you got to play better, you got to coach better. I think we need both of those. I think for Florida to take the next step, it's the interior guys on both sides of the ball. We got to get mean, big, and strong and move people around.
Yeah, combination of everything, Steve. That's how we'll get better.
Let me just say, thanks to Freddie Wiebe for putting this show together. For me, having these two guys alongside me is pretty special. They've seen and coached and played more football than I'll ever do, and having their knowledge and their expertise here is certainly great for me. I learn something every time I'm with these guys, and so it is such fun to do this. Sports Scene is next. And we will do Inside the Huddle, I hope, back next year. The gang will be all back together. And we'll talk more college football. ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
When the head ball coach needed concrete work done for Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, he went with the crew you can trust to get the job done right. Silverback Concrete. Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors across the Southeast. Through time-tested know-how, exacting standards, and rugged workmanship, Silverback Concrete never misses the chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards. Through all kinds of weather, precision, grit, safety, and speed, Silverback Concrete. From river to ridge, swamp to coast, Silverback Concrete is your full-service concrete contractor that can get the job done right no matter the terrain. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to learn more. That's silverbackconcrete.co. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back. Visit silverbackconcrete.co today. silverbackconcrete.co.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle. If you'd like to ask Coach a question, email it to questions@insidethehuddlehbc.com. This show and the Inside the Huddle show archive is available for you via podcast at WRUF.com and on the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle is paid for by Weeby Marketing and produced by ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators.
WRUF Gainesville, W251 CG Gainesville, from the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF.